This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. If you want to reach us, you can certainly get us there by email. There's a place that says contact. Contact us there. Get in the game. You want to be part of the revolution that's happening in America right now that is staving off leftism and putting the country back on the right tilt. That is tilting right, tilting to the righteousness, erring on the side of righteousness, where police are protected, citizens are protected, where America shows its humanitarian spirit day in and day out, but can do so without feeling guilt, without feeling remorse for helping people that no longer give a crap about us. We help every nation on the planet. We are the most loving, giving country in the world, bar none, in the history of man, and we are still one of the most hated. Why is that? Because we have the wrong people selling us. Think back, you know, 40, 50, 60 years ago. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but reminisce on when America, when people wanted to get here so badly for all the right reasons. Just remember that feeling, and that's what we all hold on to. And let me tell you something, folks. It's being trained out of our kids today. The leftists don't want kids to feel good about America. Black people, for the most part, in America, do not feel good about being part of this grand experiment. A country founded on Judeo-Christian values. Blacks are one of the strongest groups. One of the strongest groups. We can't do two superlatives. The most strongest. One of the strongest groups religiously. Look at a country like America, set its foundation on God. Righted many wrongs, overcame them. Blacks can understand anything. We can understand that. And yet, we have become the most godless group on the planet. We will follow any knucklehead leftist idea that leads us into utter destruction and despair. Ask yourself how we get to that. How do you go from being one of the most God-fearing people, certainly in the country, if not on the planet, to not caring about life? It's frivolous in the black community. Not caring about other people's property. Not caring about decorum. Look, I don't tell people care about what people think about you. In other words, they say, Kevin, I don't like the way you do blankety blank. I don't care. But I certainly care that people look at the way I've left my legacy, which is my kids, and how I approach my job and things like that. I care about that. I don't care. You don't give me a result. Kevin, you should be a billionaire by now. Well, whatever. Maybe, maybe not. But what I do care about is the way I went about it. Because I did it with honor. I did it with dignity most of the time. I mean, you'd have a tough time finding where I didn't. So that's what I'm talking about. And we have a culture now that doesn't care. They don't care about your livelihood. All they want is theirs. And they don't want to work for it. The only work involved is getting somebody else to do it for you. I told you guys about that sign that says, describe yourself in three words. And the gist of it was lazy. So the joke is the guy used one word to describe himself, lazy, because he didn't want to do the other two words. That's the culture we've engendered in this country. Millennials who haven't fought for it, don't care about it. They see an old veteran, they'd walk over him. If he was sitting on a park bench, they'd ignore him. Laying in the middle of the road, they wouldn't go to see what's up with him. Nothing. He could be in full garb. They'd step right over him in New York, Chicago, Atlanta, you name it, big city. And then they decry the people that are in flyover country. They decry us. They are mad at us. Because we dare care. Argued with a liberal, I care about black people, I care about this. I go, you don't care about anybody, you care about talking. You care about what people think about what you care about. If you cared about them, why don't you help us get these kids adopted? This is a woman who knows that what we've been doing for better part of 12 years, getting kids adopted. Does she help? Does she do anything? No. She does nothing. But she talks about it. She feels it. I feel sorry, Kevin. I want to help. Then help. It's really that simple. Ask yourself what the average liberal does besides run their freaking mouths, and you will get nothing. You will get exactly what Obama put in a suit. Nothing. You'll get exactly what Obama did for this country to help it. Nothing. That's what they do. They talk. Professional talkers. And they're mad at you because you're a doer. And let me tell you, today, folks, plenty of news covering all of these things that I'm talking about. Liberalism on steroids. And you saved yourselves. It's a temporary reprieve because they haven't stopped. You've noticed that, right? You think you're going to wake up one morning and they go, no, Kevin, we're done. We fought the good fight. You conservatives, you've won. No. You want to know why? You've upset everything. Everything. You've upset the way the school system's going to work. You've upset how they've been grabbing money from you year after year with charter schools and all this global climate change and all this nonsense. You've upset it all. You've upset how Washington works because you have a guy there who says it's not going to work that way anymore. That's what you've done, and they're mad. They are mad. Hornet, you have taken your broomstick and you've poked the hornet's nest, and they are swarming. The problem is, they got no stingers. They got nothing that they can beat you with except the buzz. And they're hoping that that buzz is enough, because if they land on you and you go, oh, you guys, you don't have a stinger? Wow, what happened? The stingers have been genetically removed, folks, by Trump, by you. They got nothing except the noise, and they hope you will respond to it, because that's what they need to win. You're fighters. You've been fighting your whole life. You've been fighting against a system that they told you was fair, as they've made it unfair. It's been unfair against your kids. It's been unfair against you, because you play by the rules. And that's a serious problem for a leftist. People that play by the rules, because then you hold people accountable. You expect other people to follow the rules. You say, wait a minute, you cry foul. And they don't like it when you cry foul. You become a whistleblower. Look at a union. Go to a union and work your butt off and watch what they tell you. They'll pull you aside and say, kid, stop it. You're making us look bad. That's what the left does, day in and day out. They're professionals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Radio show.
Hillary Clinton had some tough words. She crawled out from under a rock not long ago. She's now poking the tiger being you, the American people. She's daring you to arrest her. They've got special counsels looking into Russia. She doesn't care that she did an Iranian deal and a technology deal, and that her Podesta, her former chief of staff, made millions of dollars, and you can tie the timing of what she did in Russia directly to a fat cat donation they made to her foundation, where she and Bill have extorted companies and countries since she took a leadership position in government. That's been their goal all along. The Clintons have made millions, even hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know what their net worth is now, because they pulled a Lance Armstrong and had to admit that they've been doping. And so maybe they've lost a lot of their fortune, but they still have two fat houses, multi-million dollar houses. They're still getting paid a lot of money to do stuff. And you know what? If they were smart, they already had taken their money and started putting it into different things, probably hiding it offshore for all I know. Lord knows they're not paying taxes on it. So, you got the Clintons now out and about. Hillary showing up at parades with her trip glasses on. Bill's right there with her, looking at her, make sure she's all right. He couldn't have the the chief conspirator dying on him. He wouldn't even know how to act. Bill is he's a cuckold minion as far as Hillary's concerned. This guy does what he's told. Now, he's happy to do it, but Hillary has orchestrated this whole thing. So anyway, she's out from under her rock, and I read the story, and again, you got to figure out if this stuff is true, because it's all fake news for the most part, but I can see this one being, a true story. They say that Hillary Clinton is reportedly seething with rage because she lost to a soulless manipulator. And so, she says, seething with rage and haunted by losing to someone she considers a dumb, soulless manipulator. And social media just sprung into action. They said, yes, she must be talking about herself. It's funny to me that, I don't know why we're spending so much time on this, because it's a media thing. They got nothing better to discuss with Hillary. Why did she lose? Exactly why? And we've gone over it 3 or 4 times. Just to recap, Hillary lost because she's Hillary. Hillary lost because she didn't deserve to be president. That's just the facts. Hillary lost because Hillary Clinton was the worst possible candidate in the history of the Republic outside of Barack Obama. The Democrats came back to the well one too many times. We will give you one completely incompetent. That would be Barack Obama. But we won't give you two. And you can talk about the history making and all that. Hillary Clinton was horrible. No track record. The little record she had was not successful. Playing field would you want to put her on? She's a great feminist. She stinks as a feminist. She's horrible. The only women who are feminists who will accept Hillary Clinton are feminists who want to get ahead on her track record, because Hillary's a horrible feminist. She requires men in her life to do things. She's incapable of doing what her husband, who supposedly doesn't have a fraction of the intellect, despite being a Rhodes Scholar, doesn't have a fraction of the intellect she has. She watched him do it. She learned for decades. Let me ask you this question, folks. If you learned something for decades, would you be good at it? I don't care if it's making straw brooms. You would be excellent. Even if you stunk at it at first, within 4 years, you'd be okay. They'd go, he's starting to improve. Hillary Clinton studied from a master manipulator, Bill Clinton, for decades. I'm talking about under his wing. Every aspect, from junior league, AAA ball as a governor, to making the major leagues as president. And she couldn't do it twice. She couldn't do it. She didn't learn how to fight. She followed the rule book. 2 times she lost. And you know what, feminists? She lost to men both times. It isn't like she had an advantage. Against Trump, she had a sheer advantage. He's a womanizer, he's a misogynist, etc. And so she's supposed to win. She couldn't even defeat Donald Trump, the guy that she calls, that supposedly calls a dumb, soulless manipulator. He's so dumb, he beat you. That's what's so funny. He's so stupid, he's such a manipulator, he beat you. And you know how he beat you? He's not dumb, and he's not a manipulator. What Hillary Clinton said, which is what leftists do, she told you who she was. She's a dumb manipulator. A woman who claims to be a feminist as she beats up women over her husband's infidelities. A woman who claims to be a feminist as she rides the coattails of two powerful men. First, her husband. Second, her baby daddy, I'm joking, but it's Barack Obama. She rides his coattail. She rides the on the backs of blacks. Talk about a manipulator. I don't feel no way tired. She's a manipulator across the board, wanting to be a senator. What did she do? Go look at her record. I dare any of you leftists out there that want to debate me on this, by the way, 844-551 8255. I'll clean your clock with Hillary Clinton's record. It would be so embarrassing to you, you won't even want to talk about it ever again. She was a horrible senator. She accomplished nothing. She got the job because of her husband. Even when she got the job, she stunk at it. And then what did she do? She was ordained. She ordained herself to be the next president of the United States. And the idiots on the left said, yeah, let's do it. This is a woman who took $1,000 and made it into $100,000 in commodities and said, oh, I was just good at it. And you could connect all the dots to what she was doing. Fired the White House staff, travel staff, because she wanted her friends to be a part of it. Did land deals. Look, I don't care about Whitewater, but just admit what it was. Yeah, you know what? We were trying to, you know, feather our nest and get a little extra. And we did the land deal. But there, and sure, there were people there protecting us because they were betting on it. It would be like me saying, okay, Kevin, how'd you get ahead? There are a couple of people who bet on me, who said, you know what, I like this kid. And they donated a lot of money to help. I mean, this hasn't happened, but I'd love for it to. But let's say somebody donated $100,000. Kevin, I'm going to help you. And they get me set up to do something. And later on, I'm like, no, it wasn't. It was a no. I would just say, of course, I did this. This person gave me $100,000, invested in my business. We've taken it to the next level. Bada bing, bada boom. What if it were radio? Fine. Wouldn't matter to me, but they can't even tell the truth. And so now Hillary Clinton is supposedly seething with rage because she lost, and she's seething with rage at Donald Trump. How dare this, quote, dumb, soulless manipulator beat me? Doesn't he know who I am? He doesn't realize I'm the next king of the world, and he took it away from me. Well, how did he do that, soulless manipulator? How'd you let him do that?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. You have gotten some good news from the Trump administration. And in all honesty, I don't know who this gets credited to, but I can tell you who it doesn't get credited to, and that's Barack Obama. But according to this report that I read, credit scores for U.S. consumers reached a record high in April as the impact of the financial crisis continues to recede. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. The average score nationwide hit 700 on a scale of 300 to 850, according to Fair Isaac Corp. That's the highest since at least 2005 when the company began tracking the data. I don't know that I believe that. I will tell you, my family's average credit score is probably 550. Mine's well into the 700s. But for the idea that the average credit score is, because 700 is good, is fair. And no, it's good. It's not, I think like you get to like 750, it's considered great. 700 or say 690 or whatever to 750 is considered good. And then the fair, and then it goes down from there. And to say that the average American has good credit is not true. It's a joke. And I'll tell you this, that may, I would love to see the credit scores based on nationality. This is the one area where I'd love to see credit scores, and they break it out based on, you know, black, white, Latino, whatever. Because I'm going to tell you, this would be one of the places where you'd see such a disparity between blacks and whites. It's crazy. That's not to say whites don't have bad credit. I know whites, you know, they can't get jack. You know, they can barely keep their electric on. But I know black folks that are putting their electricity in their kids' names. I know people who are stealing their family members' identity, particularly kids. When a child's identity is stolen, believe it or not, it's probably a family member. Because they can find a kid's social security, they can get it, all that. And you think, surely somebody would see that little Johnny's only 8 years old, or little Laquan, he's only 8 years old, so how could you be putting, turn on the electricity in his name? But that's what they do. Telephone, all kinds of stuff in a kid's name. Kids, many black children have their credit ruined before they're 18 years old, before they've ever applied for any credit on their own. Their credit is shot. Anyway, this Fair Isaac Corporation supposedly is the one tracking this stuff. They say a total household debt has reached the highest since before the crisis. It's standing at $12.73 trillion. But they say, but consumers were delinquent on 4.8% of the debt, compared with 11.9% of debt at the end of 2009. That's what the Federal Reserve Bank said. So, again, Donald Trump comes into office and suddenly credit ratings improve and whatever else. We haven't even looked at what the U.S. credit rating is. I'm curious to see what that's going to be in about a year, even less. It's going to be phenomenal. But, hey, that's pretty good news. Anyway, there was another story that came out, and this one's kind of interesting because this could, it depends on how much you fly. But there are rules on airlines for photos and video recording. And, of course, you guys are aware of the high-profile events that happen with the airlines that have the industry struggling. And though these incidents like what happened with Dr. Dow on United Airlines tend to hurt the specific airline, in this case United, they also impact the industry as a whole. And I was reading this article in San Francisco Gate, and they say that the airline industry wants to propose changes that aren't going to be perceived very well by the public. But as I was looking at these changes, I noticed, well, some of this stuff already exists. But think about it. Without the video that they had of Dr. Dow, the world would likely not have learned or even cared about the mishandling of this guy, 69 years old. And, you know, they try to do a hit job on him after the fact. Oh, he does this, he does that. And that's fine. Look, they got their, what do you call it, communications people that put stuff out. So to try to mitigate, they can't completely dismiss the fact that they dragged the guy off after he had paid for a seat and all that. And I don't remember all the details of it, but it appeared he paid for a seat. They overbooked, blah, blah, blah. By the way, Southwest Airlines came out and said, we're not going to overbook anymore. And I think their policy, I forget, but I heard from somebody that they already had started the policy before that. But long story short, they dragged Dr. Dow, 69 years old, do a hit job on him, but he's getting paid. That's right. And it was because of the outrage on social media that came after the CEO of United, you know, came out and essentially said, I stand by my employees. I agree you stand by your employees, but there's got to be a better way to handle that. But what you learn is that the passengers who shot the videos on that flight violated United's policy on photography. And they could have been ordered off the plane. I didn't know this. I learned this. Researchers, you know, doing, hey, Kevin, did you know this? I didn't know it. Under United's policy, customers can take pictures or videos with small cameras or cell phones, provided that the purpose is capturing personal events. Filming or photographing other customers, or photographing rather, other customers or airline employees without their consent is prohibited. American, Delta, and Southwest have similar policies. Now, we're all accustomed to using our phones. We take pictures and videos out the window. Sometimes it's, you know, family or friends or whatever. And you can put them on Facebook or all the various social media stuff. But airline rules on photography, they say, are sporadically enforced. And customers should read them because there can be consequences. And there was a guy, I think he was taking like pictures of the cockpit and stuff like that. And people were, the airline people were like, hey, you can't be doing that. And he was like, what? What's the rule against it? And again, I don't know. I'll put it to you this way. If there was a group of Muslims and they were taking pictures of the steward at the plane, I'd be unnerved. I'd be watching them. They said a United ticket agent ordered a passenger's reservation canceled as he filmed her while disputing a $300 baggage fee in a New Orleans airport. And then he posted his video online. United apologized, saying the video does not reflect the positive customer experience we strive to offer. But I beg to differ. I bet you that video is the only reason why they did it.
in April, and I think this is when I was telling you about, a JetBlue Airways crew called airport police to meet a man they said continued to record a selfie video during a security-sensitive time in flight while the cockpit door was open. And Michael Nissen, it sounds like a Norwegian or a German name, insists he wasn't recording the procedure. Here's what he says. I told him there's no rule against taking a selfie on a plane. Says he was ordered off the plane, held up at LaGuardia in New York for more than an hour before being let go without charges. JetBlue wouldn't comment. They said they don't publish their photography policy for security reasons. Well, if you don't publish your policy, how do you expect people to follow it? The airline industry, folks, is government. From the moment people enter through security at an airport, they suspend their rights. I'm telling you, I got a friend who gets crazy when they want to inspect his bag. He dumps the toothpaste out on the belt and everything. He doesn't let them touch him to take his belt and his pants off. If they want to check him, he will strip down naked. He says, "You're not putting your hands on me." Now, you guys think I'm kidding? He makes a royal scene, and so people get crazy. But he's like, I don't lose my rights as an American just because I walk through a little fictitious piece of whatever. I don't lose my rights. Now, I can say this. You get on a plane that's flying up in the air, you have to change the rules a bit because you don't want some crazy person doing something. I do understand it, but you don't lose all your rights. You don't lose your rights to say, you're being a jerk, flight attendant. You know, you don't lose that right. But I tell you, you walk through there, the only way to keep these people, by the way, who work for us, whether they're government, a TSA, or the airline people, they work for us. And the only way to keep them in check is to video them. And I'm telling you, you look at these things that happen with Dr. Dow and others, that's what this is suggesting. This travel blogger, he talked about, he says, with the airline customer service in decline, video is the only way passengers can make sure they're treated fairly. He says TSA allows more photography at the checkpoint than airlines allow on board their planes. And he says, the TSA says don't take pictures of monitors or screeners or anything like that. But, you know, I'm just telling you, to do this, to me, is the airline saying, we are taking away your right.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. I got to tell you, there are times when I come on this radio show, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, and I want to just go into one of those military, you know, drill instructor tirades. What's up, you bunch of maggots? You know, and just go into the whole thing, because I went to military school. And I got called a maggot more than anything. They called us whale dung. We were plebes when we went in. We had no ranking. A plebe was lower than whale doo-doo. And the drill instructors would remind us that that was what sunk to the bottom of the ocean. You were lower than what was on the bottom of the ocean. And you had to earn it. You know, you had to earn your way up through the ranks to becoming something. So by being in this fight, not just listening to my show, but being part of this community of conservatives who's out there fighting a good fight, you're all probably at least sergeants by now. You know what I mean? You guys get up every day and you come do what you're supposed to do. And as I like to tell you, you do it by the rules. You pay your taxes. Sure, you use the loopholes they give you in the tax code. That's what they're there for. But you pay your taxes. You willingly do it. You pay these outrageous amounts of money to park and sales tax. And you watch as they incrementally just nickel and dime you to death. Things that the government 4 or 5 decades ago would have never even dreamed of taxing. These people look to tax. They want to tax your air, the internet, your fishing license, your marriage license. The government just sees everything as a source of income, ready for them. And you continually say, it's okay. You know what? I'm okay with you coming to get your little piece because it's helping, you know, save the spotted whale or the limping owl or whatever. Or it's for the women and children or schools or what. We've just done it. We've nickel and dimed ourselves. And we've allowed them to build in these processes that defeat us. And so, you know, there was a story about this guy in Texas. GOP Representative Matt Rinaldi assaulted on the floor of the House, of Texas House, after he told two Democratic reps he called immigration on an immigrant or a bunch of immigrants who were demonstrating outside of, they were protesting Texas anti-sanctuary city bill and declaring we're illegal and we're here. He says, fine, I'm calling ICE. And so a guy who's a fellow, you know, representative, two of them, Hispanic, say, we're going to kick your butt for doing that. Kick your butt for what? Following the law? See, here again, you do the right thing, and these guys want to do something to you. They want to hurt the citizen. That's leftism. Texas Senate Bill 4 holds local law enforcement to the possibility of serving jail time if they refuse to cooperate with federal immigration authorities when dealing with immigration and criminal issues. This law goes into effect September 1. Why isn't it immediate? It's going to also allow local law enforcement to question those detained about their immigration status. That should be par for the course. Why should we have to pass a law for this? I've seen these types of laws, and you just think to yourself, you mean we don't have this already? Texas Observer said, Rinaldi told two Democratic representatives he called ICE on the protesters, some of whom held signs that read, I am illegal and here to stay, and said, F them, I called ICE. And he referred to the demonstrators, supposedly, as a disgrace, which they are. Rinaldi told the Texas Tribune he was pushed and shoved by the two Democratic representatives. Let me tell you something, folks. Let me stop there. This is why I tell you, if I was in government, I'd knock the smirk off their faces. This is the type of government I want. Where these Democrats do, you're doing the right thing. Rinaldi's doing the right thing. And these guys want to challenge him. I'd have wiped the floor with their behinds. Then put it on YouTube. I'd have had them there looking like, you know, like those safari hunters in Africa. Like they have the lion, you know, they take the picture with the dead lions. That's what I'd have. I'd have both those suckers knocked out. And it would be, boom, here they are on YouTube. That's how I roll.
Give me no play, baby.
Seriously, I'm just telling you right now, you shove me, I'm knocking you stone out, period. And even thinking about, oh, Kevin, he was, don't touch me. Don't shove me, you don't get shoved. You don't get knocked out. It's simple, but you shove me, knocking you out.
Kevin, you got a deal with Fox.
Yeah, and they'll probably play it on there. You know, if I lose my deal with Fox because somebody shoved me over me being right, are you kidding? You just don't put your hands on me. So these guys pushed him. They said, one of them said Rinaldi was overheard threatening to shoot one of the Democratic reps. That's a lie. See, that's all. You already know. Well, I've learned how to look at these stories and go, yeah, whatever. That's a lie. What they want you to do is, oh, here's a Republican, and he'll shoot you, and he's from Texas. Rinaldi, he released a statement, and he says, Representative Pancho Navarez threatened my life on the House floor after I called ICE on several immigrants who held signs in the gallery which read, "I am illegal and here to stay." Several Democrats encouraged the protesters to disobey law enforcement. When I told the Democrats I called ICE, Representative Ramon Romero physically assaulted me, and other Democrats were held back by colleagues. During that time, Pancho told me he would, quote, "get me on the way to my car." He later approached me and reiterated, "I have to leave at some point," and he would get me. I made it clear, let me see what the rest of this says, that if he attempted to, in his words, "get me," I would shoot him in self-defense. Now that I believe. The only difference between me and Pancho or Ramon or whichever these Mexicans that wanted to get into a fracas is, I'd say, we don't have to wait to get to the car. We can do this right here. And in fact, why don't you let all these Democrat suckers go and we'll settle this right now. And if none of you Republicans want to join, no problema. Go grab a lunch, go get a Coke, and do it quick because it ain't going to last very long. And I'd go to, God commence the kicking the living daylights out of them. Y'all think I'm kidding. I would shut those suckers down to the point to where they would never challenge a Republican. They would go, whoo, man, let me tell you, don't pick a fight with those Republicans because they will get crazy. And I tell them, I'd say, anytime you get ready to fight a Republican, you better understand, I'm going to be here to take your knee. I'm going to take you out of the knees. You will not do your job the way you did it in the past. That's my warning to anybody that bothers me in the street. I go, look, I may not be the toughest guy out there. I'm certainly one of them. But I'll tell you this. You may be tougher than I am. But if your career involves you getting around, you won't be doing that career. No matter how bad I get it, I promise you, you won't be doing your career. Because I'll hang on like a honey badger. And when I get through gripping stuff, you're going to be talking high. And there are going to be some other parts of your body hurting too. Fine. Kevin was in the hospital. He's in a coma for 2 weeks. I come out of it and go, yeah, what happened to him? Where is he? I'm telling you right now, I got no problem. I have no problem dying. Don't do that. And here's the thing, folks. These are guys. This guy, Rinaldi, is doing the right thing. You've got two Mexicans. They're telling you exactly where their loyalty lies. In Texas, no less. These people should be railroaded out. And if the TeaPartyCommunity.com, which is a site we own, when we finally get this thing up and running to the point where it needs to be, I'm telling you right now, these are the types of people we're going after. They should not be in government protecting lawbreakers and threatening fellow congressmen who are doing the right thing. That's why I keep coming back to this. You do the right thing and these people get after you. They don't want to help you. It's ridiculous. So what are you going to do? I've given you their names. Pancho Navarez, Ramon Romero. You got friends in Texas? There should be a concerted effort of conservatives to go after these guys and make sure their careers are ended. They should be censured before Congress. I'm talking about Texas legislature. They should be censured. I don't know. Governor Abbott needs to be made aware of it. I don't know what the recourse is, but they cannot be. You cannot let them get away with this as if, oh, it's no big deal. Attack a Republican doing the right thing. It's okay. No problem. I wish I lived in Texas. I would be camped out at the door. I'd tell them right now, hey, look, you may not want to, may not have gotten a piece of Ronaldo, but here's a piece of me. I checked with Ronaldo. He's cool with me stepping in for him. I'm your Huckleberry. That's just my game. Isn't that what Doc Holliday said? Just my game. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Boy, this story really bugs me. Back in a bit.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.